Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Be dead space at the beginning of the show. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the broadcast facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, located in the administrative offices at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports headquarters. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. How about you?
Good, man. Karen. Henrik, how are we doing this morning?
Doing good.
How is everything?
You know too many people with the name of K.
I'm sorry. I was just looking down at the sheet of paper. Yeah. Kieran from last.
You've got Kieran, Kenrick, Ken, Kenny. Yeah,
I do. I got a ton of them in my life, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. Good morning, Kenny. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Doing wonderful, man. You have a good night last night?
Yeah, it was good.
Right on, man. Anything special go on?
Not really. Went to Yard House, had some happy hour appetizers and stuff, and just went home.
So. Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest producer. There he is.
You know
right
what's funny is I was talking to Layla the other day. Yard House used to be a go-to spot for us all the time when we lived down on PGA. Yeah. And we have not gone there at all in probably like a year and a half. And I was thinking about it the other day. Like, we need to go.
It's a good place. Yard House, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Yard House is a local food and beverage area, a little loud sometimes, kind of a sports theme, but they have every kind of beer you can imagine there. It's really fun, man. I know they're up in Northern Virginia now, too.
This isn't just all about the beer.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying they have a large selection of beer. A lot of people like beer. I don't, but a lot of people do, right? How about that? Good morning, everybody around the world. And thank you for joining us today. It is Saturday here in beautiful, sunny South Florida, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Visit us for all of your online parts and accessories for any vehicle you may have. Great tech tips, wonderful social media stuff going on. Great place to be out there. The moose is loose down in Abacoa, ladies and gentlemen. 561-660-6695. The amazing, stunning, beautiful Layla Von Athey is there all day long. The head of the Outlaw Girls, former supermodel, and amazing talent when it comes to putting together these fun boutique items, accessories, and apparel, Bob. Crazy stuff going on down there.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lot of good stuff always over there. It's incredible product where, you know, everything from the accessories to the outfits to, you know, whatever it is you can possibly imagine, dude, all the way down to, you know, things that are on, you know, her site on, you know, there's crazy and stuff that goes on her site. You can see it in the background here. If you guys are watching live, this thing is insane. There's actually a YouTube video that plays on the bottom there that plays some music at the bottom. So that's probably what everybody's hearing out there a little bit.
Could be.
But, you know,
stunningly beautiful Layla Von Athey herself right there.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's solid, dude. There's, you know, everything from, you know, going out on a Friday night to, you know, ladies nights to, you know, country concerts to heck, man, heavy metal rock, you know, there's all kinds of themed designs out there, down to just fun beachwear, you know, going out and just, you know, laying on a super cool pink flamingo towel and chilling at the beach.
Good morning to Max, the president or one of the, that's not the president, the former president of the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event held right here in the Palm Beaches. Amazing place. We are there every month. They bring us in there, VIP, and we have a great, great, great time down there, man.
Yeah, man, super solid. It's super I was actually thinking about going down to the outlets maybe later today, tomorrow. But, you know, great place, great design, great setup that they have going there. And it's, you know, just one of those things where they bring in a lot of great cars, a lot of high-end cars and people. And, you know, there's a bunch of big builders that go out there, a lot of great companies that go out there. And, you know, they just make sure that they align themselves with the best names in the industry.
How sloppy is the parking there?
No chance.
How unorganized is the event there?
Not at all.
How loud are the people there?
You get some douchebag.
What are the quality of the cars there?
They're good, man. It's incredible, dude. It's, you know, it's everything from, you know, very low end to extremely high end. Oh. And when I'm talking extremely high end, I'm talking cars that are one of one valued at, you know, millions of dollars that just sit there roped off, you know, in the VIP section. So it's a great turnout, man. It's a great turnout, great time. everybody has a really fun time with it. And then, you know, of course, it stops right at noon, which is when all the outlet mall stores open.
But does it stop at noon? They try to shut it off,
supposed
man, but
to,
the
yeah.
party continues.
Man. Yeah, always.
It's a great place, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it, check out Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. It's amazing. It's just incredible. 25,000 plus people there every month. I mean, everything from highest end, latest twin turbo exotics that you only think you could see and on Beverly Hills or Rodeo Drive. They're all right here, man. They're not in California, bub.
Yeah, it's actually funny, too, because I was talking with somebody the other day about the Porsches, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was talking to Higgy about it. And
we were
talking
Higgy.
About
yeah.
the Porsche 991s, which were those were released in 2012, was
yes.
the first year of the
yes.
991 model. And that was offered in, you know, many different model lines. So it was a 991. Then there was, you know, the 991. There was a Carrera S. There was a Carrera. There was a GT3 RS. There was, you know, the GTS. There were multiple body styles and offerings in that one body of the 991 class. And, you know, I'll tell you, man, we're talking about the fact that, you know, those cars are super, super rare in themselves. You know, all of these, you know, high-end exotic cars. But
yep.
you start considering things like, you know, one of the things he had mentioned was, I told him how I was looking at trading in for either my Carrera S. I'm going to trade it in. It says 2015 Carrera S. I'm going to trade it in for either the new GT2 RS or the GT3 RS,
mm-hmm.
depending on what I can get my hands on. And one of the things that he said was, you know, he was like, good luck, you'll never find them. And I was like, bro, you have to understand, down here in South Florida, because he's from up north, I was like, in South Florida, there's five
there,
of them.
There are a dozen.
They're sitting on the showroom floor right now. You walk in, you buy this thing, you turn around and leave. It's just that
yeah,
simple.
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find them anywhere. This is the stuff that you'll find at the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. We have 20 million viewers around the world. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, go there. If we, as the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, is there, you guys need to be there. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. And by the way, bub, the popularity of the show is so big. Let's tell everybody good morning to all of our good friends up at Orange County Choppers. Got to bring them in here, bub. The Tuttles, great people, will be. I understand the event has been moved from April 15th to the to the night of April 14th. I'm still trying to tie down the details, but Orange County Choppers, talk a little bit about the unveil, bub.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's going to be super cool, man. It was for part of their new series that they are doing. American Chopper
yes,
is back
yes.
on Discovery Channel. This is starting May 28th at 10 p.m. Thursday nights. To me, what I would consider a primetime slot, everyone's pretty much home in bed about that time. So
yep.
there's always a chance you can probably get right in front of a TV and watch it. You know, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be great. They, this one here is going to be an unveil for the Make-A-Wish Foundation
yeah.
On a pretty solid project that they built. You know, it's taken quite a bit of time on it, and some pretty hefty, designers and engineers got their hands on it as well to make sure that this thing came through just 110% like
it
should.
I understand you're going to be part of the next one, bub. Can you, are you, Billy will be there.
Yeah.
The Tuttles will be there. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not releasing too much. We're under non-disclosure with the Tuttles and OCC. But I will tell you this much. You will see Junior and Pauly, correct, bub?
Yeah.
Does that say enough?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the whole crew is going to be there.
There it is.
You know, everyone's going to have a great time. And, you know, this is actually going to be at the Celebration Exotic Cars. So that's going to be up in, what, Orlando, I
yes.
believe?
Yes.
Pretty insane event that happens, man. It's, you know, you want to talk about rallying up a lot of high end rides. I mean, these things are pretty stupid. And when it comes to value in their rarity and, you know, what's funny is I was looking at, so last night I was scrolling through Instagram, right? Cause you know,
sure.
I do a lot on social
yes,
media.
You do.
So I'm scrolling through it and I was looking at the Enzo Ferrari, right? 1.4 million is what these things
yeah.
average at. Pretty beast.
I have one.
No, you would never have one because you would wreck it. And then it's just be pointless at that point.
Only said it was in one piece. I said I had one.
Right. So I'm looking at it and it showed a comparison, a top and bottom crop picture of the bottom was the Enzo Ferrari, the brand new Enzo Ferrari, 1.4 million. The top was a 64 Ferrari GTO, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So
both
that,
of which you put your hands on, by
right,
the way.
So let me tell you, so 1.4 on the bottom, 50 million on the top. When I'm looking at that, I'm like, okay, you know what? So this is really cool. And then I showed Layla and Simon, we were actually hanging out. I showed Layla and Simon and I was like, hey, let me just show you an idea of what the reality of these are. The 64 Pontiac, of course I'm thinking Pontiac GTO, the 64 Ferrari GTOs, those things valued at 50 million on average by themselves. Now take and make a rarity of that, which by the way, you know, one of our clients has
yes.
won
yes.
the 24 hour Le Mans, which was
it
valued at $60 plus million, dude.
That's correct.
And I showed, it's on my Instagram page. So I like went to my Instagram and I showed them just from when I had to do the tires, of course, the track tires on it.
Cause that's right. You did
race tires. Yeah,
that's correct. You did.
So pretty insane. And I was just out driving around the block in a 60 something million dollar car. Whoops.
Hey, bub.
Hey, you gotta test it out, bro.
When you're the best of the best, people bring you the best.
By the way, that thing's an animal, dude. Talk about like an on-off clutch.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
like
it is.
You let that thing out and you're going.
It really is. Good morning to the snowman out there, Bob Snow, a longtime family member here at BEM. Snowman goes on to say that Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach is one of the most well-organized events I've attended. Snowman, indeed, it really, truly is. It's an amazing event. I'm telling you, we'll be there. I don't know what the April date is. We'll be there for sure. Good morning to Lou and Hayden out there in Ozark, Missouri. He said it was 50 degrees yesterday. He was watching the show.
I saw 56 or something
56.
Like that. Yep.
Lou, and my God, man, get home. It's too cold. And good morning to Kim Woodward. How are you? Kim Jorgensen Woodward, how are you doing? Thank you for joining us here at the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Bob, would you please release to the world? We're at a point now where we can talk about it. Would you please release the next big step for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and the podcast?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, so as everybody knows, you know, we do our daily live streams here, which is Monday and Friday, mm-hmm. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Those are done through Facebook. But we also do every Saturday morning, as everyone is seeing now, we are doing a Facebook live stream as well, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That does go through an incredible outreach on social media, and the hits are incredible on it. And part of what we do on our Facebook one live right now is we broadcast through Blog Talk Radio, right? So this is a internationally syndicated radio show. We have just recently had the opportunity to sign on with the guys at Podcast One and take this thing way over the top, which is going to be an incredible jump for us. So we have done that. You guys will start seeing that probably here right around the 1st of April.
Yes. Now, let me ask Kenry. Kenry, you are the producer here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You've been doing a lot with the Podcast One people. Kind of fill in the world with where you guys are, kind of what the idea is, the fit and feel of the show. Bubba and I are just the entertainment side of it. From a more technical perspective, share with the world what's going on there. I know you were doing a lot this week with those guys.
Yeah, so right now we're just trying to get the page up, have it look great with all the images that we need and all the links to provide anybody who's coming in to listen on the show. So, you know, before we get the entertainment in, we need to get all that stuff kind of structured.
Technical
and,
stuff,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So get that foundation set. So that's kind of what we're doing now. We're trying to get it done as quick as we can so we can get you guys all listening to us on that platform.
Right on, man.
Which is incredible too, because yeah. in, you know, I think one of the last emails that went back and forth that I had just quickly, you know, cruised over, you know, I don't really
pay
too much
attention
to it.
Did you see what they were doing back and forth, the page?
But I saw that, yeah, I saw the page was getting developed. Also now out for everyone that does these things. Of course, today's world operates off of really, man, mobile devices, tablets, just yeah. phones. It's, you know, because everybody's on the go. There's not too many people. There still are a lot. But, you know, in key places like where we're at, it's just you're always on the go, moving. And, you know, everybody does things on their phones or tablets. And now I saw one of the emails going back and forth was us completely set up over on Apple. So
yes.
that is really, really cool that Apple software has that set up through Podcast One. So everybody will literally just have us right at their fingertips.
Yeah, we were on we're currently on the Apple I platform, but these guys over there, technically, as you know, Kenry, they are the former owners of Westwood One Radio, which is the largest radio syndication company in the world. They broke off. They saw so much promise in the podcast industry that Norm and Greg broke off. One's in Beverly Hills and one's in New York, as you know. They broke off and developed a team and brought us in. There's so much speculation and hope for what we're doing because of the popularity of what we do. We also that we have Shaquille O'Neal on that channel. We have Laura Ingram. We have Adam Carolla. The list goes on. Steve Austin. The list goes on and on.
I just want to meet Steve Austin via voice.
That's, I'm sure you will.
That's the only reason I'm here.
You know, it's funny too, because he's really big into cars as well.
Exactly.
Big time.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping that we can get him on as a guest and
we will
have you guys chat, man. That'll be an interesting conversation.
I'll tell you one of the things, because I know you're dealing with their talent booking people over there and everything. I will share with the world, you know, everybody knows I'm a big blues guy. Bob's a music guy. I'm a music guy. I play music. I'd really like to have the boys from ZZ Top on.
Right.
They're gritty you know, Southern Texas blues feel to things is just amazing. So I know Paul Sr. is going to be on the inaugural show, Bob, and it's going to be really good. Lou and Hayden said it dipped down to 40 degrees last night out there, and congratulations on the podcast. Thank you. It's been a long road, Lou, and you know what, man? Honest to God, I'm telling you this right from the bottom of my heart. The one thing that they told us is our compassion for people and our love to entertain is why they were so interested in us in a very selfish-minded society today. And Lewin, you have been with us for years, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, man. Thank you so very much, man. Bob?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You gotta thank the fans.
I was actually sitting there waiting for a response, then I realized that Lewin's not on the phone or anything.
Yeah, he's over on my side over here, man. So no worries. Hey, Bub, I'm gonna jump into this because I did ask the guys from 504 and gals from 504, code 504. Please tell us who code 504 is, ladies and first. But by the way, ladies and gentlemen, real quick before I jump into that, I want you to see the quality of what Kenrick is putting together with the for the new show that he is interacting with out there with our guys in LA and New York. Look at the front of the Facebook page, Bob, that video he put together of you and I building that
Ford
BEM truck.
Man. It's crazy, man. It's we were just talking about that right before we came on live this morning was, you know, all of the incredible work that's going on behind the scenes right now with Kenrick getting all of the, man, the video production, the audio levels, the, just the posting, the Instagram, the sharing, the, you know, just keeping us out there in front
thank
of the world,
Kevin.
And that's
thank
what it's
you,
about. And
thank you.
You know, just it's hard because there's so much. You know, I think about it all the time. You know, I'm only one person. There's so much that I do on a day to day basis. Man, I look at, you know, the rides that I design and build, and 90% of it you don't see the detail of what goes into what
He's
I do.
Changed all
you
that
know, because it's you know, when I'm building it and I'm trying to do, you know, an Instagram posting, you know, cause all that stuff, people always wonder like where it comes from. That's, you know, all
that's
of like my personal
I.
Instagram yeah. stuff is for me just walking around doing
that's
it. Like whenever I do my feet in the shot, that's my feet
that,
in the
that's
shot. You know?
That's exactly right. Well, we give people that personal touch though, Bob. It's
yeah,
one
man.
Thing
but
we're known for.
But you know, it's like, I've been trying to focus on that more is showing, you know, a little bit of like kind of the before, the during and the after of builds, because it's, there are a lot of people in this industry that don't understand the steps that it takes to get from here to here.
No, but they'll break your back and say you took too long.
Right. So, you know, I'm trying to show some of that because it's, you know, to see like a finished product, when you have a finished product that is perfect, right? For example, like this truck, we'll talk about it in a minute.
Yep, we're going to get
when
into
I'm
it.
Done with that product, no one at all will have, it's going to be so direct fit and fit and formed. By the time that I'm done with the full coating of it, there's not a single person that's going to look at it and have any idea of what kind of work went into
that's
it,
right?
Because it's just going to look
so perfect.
Perfect. It's going to look like it's meant to be. It's not going to stand out. It's not going to jump into your face. It's just going to be there. And when you look at it, you just look right past it because you're like, okay, cool. There's some bracket.
It's there.
Right. So that's what I've been trying to do is show a little bit more of that detail in between of projects. You know, like if you're doing painting, you know, how many steps does it take to get from here to here? It's not just scuff it down and shoot it with
oh,
like
yeah,
a can of
you're
paint.
Supposed
like,
to snap your
like
fingers
you're going
and twitch
to,
your nose and it's done.
Like you're, you know, like you're doing a weekend project on a plastic chair in your backyard from Home Depot. You don't just wipe it down and just spray paint it and walk away and done. It's not like that, you know, and I want to show that.
Everybody
that
else wants to
style.
Drag you through the courts and say that's how it should be, though.
No, man, it's a lot of work, dude, if you want to do it right, you know, and I see that all the time, bro. There's so many cheap people down here that try to do,
so
many. You know, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere, yeah, but it's, you know, when you do things like, you know, for example, we've been getting a lot of questions about vehicle wraps, right?
Yes, we have.
Vehicle wraps look great. They're really, really cool, but I'll tell you what, they're not a high-quality show paint job. There's, I mean, you can't even compare the two. It's, you know, when you're wrapping something with a piece of vinyl, it's nothing more than a colored piece of tape you're wrapping your car in, and that's all it is. You'll get stretch lines, you get pull lines, it's going to pull off eventually, it's going to flake up, it's going to still rock chip.
Water gets up under the edges of it.
Right. So it's never going to be, if you want to put a gloss black vinyl wrap on them, you know, a lot of these guys try to do these panoramic style roofs. We do all paint work when we do them. I literally take the car all the way down to nothing as if it's rolling down the assembly line, getting a gloss black paint job. And it is perfection when it's done. There's not a single swirl mark. There's not a single tape line. There's not a single cut line. It is perfect. Like it came from the factory that way. That's the way it should be done. You put a piece of black vinyl on it, it's going to look cheap.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the phone lines up for you. I'm going to give out the number in just a moment, get paper and pencil ready so you guys can call in. One of the things Kenrick is taking us in a new direction of, he wants us a little more interactive with people out there. We're going to start doing that. Every build you do, Bub, I take hundreds of pictures of with a very high quality digital camera. We just don't get to see those as much because I'm so busy from an administrative position trying to help out in this area. So good morning to Scott Schrader as well out there. He's watching too. Bob, I want to talk about the BEM code 504 1953 Chevrolet C3100 2004 S10 upgrade. Your idea was to take, and again, this is another example of a client who said you're not moving fast enough, mm-hmm. but had no idea what it took. Walked in here yesterday afternoon and about, I thought I'd have to call 911.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful job. He had no idea what it took.
You know, it's a lot of work to do things right. You know, it's, you know, to do a quality job and to do it so that it's something that not only looks good, but lasts a long time. You know, that takes a lot of work, you know, and there's a lot of people out there that unfortunately don't understand it. So I've been trying to show a part of that, and it's hard to show timelines. You know, it really aggravated me one time, you know, where somebody told me that, you know, we were talking about doing a project and, you know, we were talking about, you know, just taking pictures of like, you know, here's what I'm doing this step. Here's what I'm doing this step. Here's what I'm doing. And you know, it's, I'm like, you can look at these photos and you can almost see a timeline established of photos, right? You know, they can kind of almost tell
sure.
a story.
Yeah.
And the arrogance that the guy told me was, oh, well, you can just go in and edit the date stamps and the times.
Wouldn't even know how to do so, nor would I think
but,
that way.
You know, it's, I'm sitting there thinking about it, like, bro, like, do you think I would honestly put that much effort into something when I'm already putting like 20 hours into doing a job? Like, why would I go outside of that and try to make it 28? Because I'm bored and I want to edit timestamps on a photo.
Sam Blackburn has a problem or has a question. Sam, I'm going to give all of you guys the phone number. Call in and ask the master. One of the top three in the world today is sitting right here. Bubba, 714-714-242-5166. 714-242-5166. I'm monitoring the virtual studio right now. I will take your calls for us, 714-242-5166. But I am going to have the people from McKenzie and Chris from Code 504 on. Mm-hmm. This build, Kenrick, you would say you've experienced this build firsthand. Was this an easy task? Was it a monumental task? What did you see in your eyes?
Just saw a bunch of embers flying at me.
Yeah.
And felt like I was in hyperspeed.
Yep.
But it looks difficult for sure. It's an intense build, I would say.
How about the quality of what Bob builds? Not only does he index every nut and bolt north, south, no matter what it takes, even within its torque specs, but he also marks each nut and bolt straight down the line so he'll know if anybody ever tampered it with
that's,
it.
That's what a professional does right there.
It really is. But the funny thing is people will be the first ones to go out there and try to bang you up and say you're not going fast enough, right? But they want that quality. You see, so you get what you pay for in mm-hmm. the industry. This is what separates Bob apart from everybody else.
Yeah, just with any other industry, just like video, photo, you want me to do something quick? Sure. You know,
sure, it's going to be a quick photo.
Yeah, yeah.
You want me
exactly
to do something
what it
quality,
is.
Then just let me
leave
take
me
my
alone.
Time and give me my creative vision.
Let's That's go. It. So. In fact, 3 days a week, we don't even see you. We just see the stuff going up because you're at home in, you know, in the studio, putting things together, banging it out. You know, you come in and get footage, let's see, Monday, Friday, and Saturday, and then you're full for the whole week. And you're just throwing it out there faster than we can get around.
Yeah, when you know what you're doing and you know what you're trying to capture, you can do it a lot quicker than somebody who doesn't know what they're trying to capture, basically.
And it's funny because you and I don't even see, we don't even get a precursor to what, but that's part of, you know, that's his department. That's
yeah.
what the producer does. We only see it when it goes up live to the world as well.
Yep.
And I literally send Kenrick a text at 10 o'clock at night and go, unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
Don't I?
Yeah.
That's how I find out about it, man.
Yeah.
I'm asleep and all of a sudden I'm awake.
714-242-5166. Call in, ladies and gentlemen. Ask Bub your question. Sam, I'd love for you to call in and ask Bub your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined now live here watching us now. My very good friend, Bub, your very good friend, Mr. Steve Higginbotham, a.k.a. Higgy. Higgy, welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We are moving to a new platform, podcast 1 and 2 weeks, because of the enormity of the show.
Higgy, what up?
Higgy, Bub and I go back a lot of years, ladies and gentlemen, probably 20 years now almost, Bub.
Yeah, long time, man.
Long time. We spent a lot of years together. Look right there and say hello to Higgy.
Yeah, that's right, man.
This, man. We really, really appreciate it. Bub, the BEM code 504 truck is underway.
Yeah.
You've cut up the frame. You've put in all of the mounting brackets. The cab is now mounted on that. And we're going to be talking with the fine folks from 504. In fact, they're calling in now. We're going to be talking to them. I'm going to open up the mic here. We're going to be talking to them. Let's give a little precursor before we jump on the line with the fine folks over at Code 504. I want to talk about some of the things that you found very interesting about the truck.
Yeah, man. It's, I think let's, first off, the guys at Code 504, they are a company. It is the premium company in the automotive industry for doing any sort of S10 chassis conversion. Mm. That is it. Like number one, hands down. These guys are the go-to guys whenever you want to modernize any sort of older vehicle, in terms of direct fit, capabilities. And that's what there's a lot of guys out there that you want to do a quality job. Again, that's kind of what we were just talking about, doing a quality job, taking your time, doing it right. This is the place that you go to get the products, to install it and get, moving down that line for a really good project.
How about adaptivity, Bub, within their environment? Do you find that it's an evolutionary company and that it will become, it is adaptive to its clients' needs, it's to its builders' needs, because they look to you for certain feedback on things?
Yeah, 100%, man. It's, it's already a great quality setup. They're right there where they need to be. The quality of the product that you receive is hands down solid, dude. It's, the laser cutting on all the bracketry and
right
the designs
on,
and the way that things fit. It's not often that I talk really solid about the way companies have fitment product.
Yep. Don't give a lot of positive endorsements like you just
no,
did.
You know, it's because, there are companies like, for example, Harley Davidson, hands down, bro. Like, you go and you want to buy a Harley Davidson part, whether you want to get a chrome finish, a polished finish, a matte black textured finish, or a gloss black finish, you walk in that dealer, you buy that product, and you turn around, you can put it on the parking lot that easy, right? Mm-hmm. It's just perfect. That kind of quality is almost unseen and unheard in today's world of like aftermarket products. Something 90%, 92%, 95%, like it's almost there, but it's just not perfect. Every piece that I installed so far from Code 504 has been same way as Harley Davidson, just like out of the box. It says to do it this way. It fits just like it should.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Which is almost unheard of.
Yeah, it's great. And that's one of the things you like. You don't have to like to go back through and read
modify and alter.
And
yeah,
you want to just keep the
if
those
this
going.
Was designed to work with this and it's not, there's something wrong. And I don't like when you run into those issues because I'm purchasing something that's supposed to be perfect with this.
Yeah.
So I want that and this to go together.
Brother Higgy says, we are getting old. Yes, we are, aren't we, Brother Higgy? And speaking of which, Brother Higgy, I'd like you to attend a VIP unveiling with us on April the, I know October you're booked for Bike Week, but April the 14th or 15th, I got to get you the date. I want to talk to you about that offline, please. Good morning to Greg Eminger. Hey, Greg's a good friend of ours. He works out with us, or at least he talks that he's working out.
Bro,
every time I look over,
Every
time I look over, he's got his earphones in doing nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, from Code 504.
He's probably trying to place orders for you for new t-shirts.
How about that?
True story.
He's just jealous of how strong my legs are.
What? What's that have to do with the shirt?
Have you looked? I've seen better legs on a chair than what he's got.
I know.
You know it?
Yeah.
God, and he struts around with his chest hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
About
total rooster.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Code 504, I have Mackenzie and Chris on the phone with us. Good morning, Mackenzie and Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing out there in Nebraska, man? What's going on out there?
Hey, Bale just went by.
Doing pretty great today, hanging out, enjoying the show this morning.
Right on. Mackenzie, I'd like you to tell everybody a little bit about, and then I'm going to pop a question over on Bub. Would you please tell everybody who Code 504 is and what Code 504 does/produces?
So at Code 504 here, we design and manufacture S10 conversion kits, specifically for your older AD trucks, 48 to 56 Ford F-100s, F-1s, your 48 to 56 Dodge short beds. And basically, we take our bracket set, you get your S10 frame, depending on what wheelbase you need, and then you buy our bracket set, and you can basically go through, take your old truck body off that original frame, and put it on a more modernized S10 chassis, better suspension, kind of a nicer ride, as compared to those older original frames off those old pickups.
When you mentioned the word AD in your preface there.
That's after death.
After death. Okay. All right. So good. What does the word AD mean to the audience around the world?
Basically, it stands for advanced design.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or after destruction when I've driven the vehicle.
This happens every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Higgy, did Bub tell you what I did to my Porsche a couple weeks ago?
No chance,
you
man.
Did you tell
anyone about that? I'm trying to keep that wreck under the wraps. Two wrecks on your car I'm trying to keep under the wraps. I'm trying to keep, you know, I'm trying to keep that value up, trade it and keep $100,000 on it. Now it's going to be down to like 30. Jesus.
Hey, Bub, when we talk about the advantage of going to the S10 platform for another, for an older vehicle, okay?
Love it.
Why does Bubba love it as one of the top three in the world today? All right, what does it mean to you?
So listen, so starting off, so I've always been a GM fan, right? That's always been me. Although I'll tell you what, you'll never beat the sound of a Ford, you know, small block motor. It's just, they've got a tone to them, bro. That just sounds pretty good.
Yes, they do.
I've always been a GM guy. And, you know, one of the things that I've always loved doing was V8 style S10s. You know, they were considered the mini truck in, you know, the 90s and the, you know, the 2000s. You know, they were everything from guys did them lifted, they did them lowered, they did them slammed, they did them chopped, they did them channeled, they've done them, you know, V8 swaps, they've done them drag trucks. They're some of the fastest trucks in the world are small block S10s. You know, there's a lot of crazy things you can do with them, but in terms of just a stock platform, I've always loved them. They were a full frame chassis. They were independent front suspension. They were disc brakes in the front. They were, you know, power steering. They were every feature you could possibly imagine. The 10 bolt rear, you could upgrade that to plenty of aftermarket posi traction, heavy duty units, and still be able to lay down, you know, 500, 600, 700 horsepower out of the stock 10 bolt style housing. You know, so it gave you a lot of room for expansion, man. And, you know, over these years, you know, 20, 30 years now that these S10s have really been getting modified, you can put your hands on just about anything for them. And it doesn't matter if you are talking about, man, different springs for, you know, stock bolt-on application, whether it just be like front coil springs, rear leaf springs, whether you're trying to do, like I mentioned, drive shaft upgrades or axle upgrades or, you know, four-wheel disc brake conversions or, you know, spindles or, you know, whatever the heck it is you are trying to do. If you want to do a V8 conversion, you can buy LS, you know, conversions for these things. You can buy almost anything off the shelf in today's world for an S10 style chassis, and it is direct fit out of the box, right?
So why code 504, Bob?
So now you take code 504, you take today's products of aftermarket, you know, in terms of, you know, V8 swaps, in terms of axle housing upgrades, in terms of disc brakes, you take all of these different companies that are proven to fit the S10 chassis, you bolt them together. And then what you do is you drop a body of whatever it is, that vintage style, you know, pickup truck you like, you drop it right down on there. Boom, you've got a car that is turnkey, 100% reliable, super, super smooth and fun, tracks down the road straight, easy to drive, fuel efficient, powerful. You get everything all in one with the vintage looks of whatever 40s, 50s style vehicle you like.
So Mackenzie, Chris, let's talk a little bit about what does code 504 do for the engineering and the R&D side of the house that brings this product to the end user?
Well, that's a good question. What we usually do when we decide that this is the vehicle, if it's a pickup or a passenger car that we're going to work with, we'll go out and we'll actually pick up and buy three or four different vehicles, like to say the Chevy truck, what we did, the 47 through 54s, first series 55s. We actually purchased about six of those trucks and then taking all the measurements and everything before we even tore it apart to see how it fit, they finished. Even from GM, there was a lot of variations over the years at the same time, different shimming and what have you. Then we started actually tearing them apart, designing them. Our goal here at 504 was never have to really do anything to the vehicle, pick up the factory body mounts, don't do any cutting unless it was totally necessary. And so far, everything's worked out really well. That's our concept. Being able to put our years of experience in a box and allowing somebody to start off without making mistakes, that's where we're going at.
Bub, a little bit. I want to talk, Bub, from a end user perspective, from somebody who puts their hands on the product. Okay, as you know, we do product reviews on things, so we start at the very, very top and come all the way down to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, I asked you if Code 504 in your eyes was a progressive, forward-looking company.
Yeah.
One of the things you did yesterday on the daily live stream, our number one rated internationally syndicated daily live stream, is you mentioned the flaw you found, and it's good because nothing is perfect, was in the instruction area. You immediately, after we finished that episode, you got on the phone with Mackenzie, and Mackenzie did what, and what did you find?
You know, so going through it from a, you know, from a design and build standpoint, you know, I think first off, you know, you asked me about the forward progression of the company. I would say it's going to continue to grow really strong. The quality of product is definitely there. The marketplace is there. especially in the, you know, the older car world where these guys are now doing, you know, you don't really see too much of the nut and bolt restoration anymore. In terms of, you know, numbers matching all original, you're starting to really see the industry lean towards the resto mod, the pro touring style, where it's, you know, more modernized, but still that vintage era, you know, the looks to it. You know, you're starting to, that's kind of really what's going on right now in the classic car world, is that resto mod pro touring style. So I think that there's a huge marketplace that that's can get captured there and held for a really long time. Because, man, let's face it, dude, there's a lot of those pickup trucks out there. A lot of people drool over vintage pickup trucks. I don't know why. It's never been my thing. I've never been that era of a, you know, truck light, you know, guy. I've always liked trucks from the 70s. But, you know, there's a huge marketplace out there for it, and it's just going to continue to grow from there. And I feel like the guys at Code 504, with the quality of product they're releasing, with, you know, the marketplace as it is, and they stand to really, really dominate and just hold a corner here for a really long time.
Now, Bub, there are people asking a lot of questions. The phones are open at 714-242-5166. I will answer the questions that you're writing in. Mm-hmm. I'd prefer you call in. Some people don't like getting on the air. 714-242-5166. I want you guys to call in. But Brother Higgy says Christine wants it. She'll give you half of what you want. She won't negotiate with Tom, Bubba only. She loves the Porsche.
Wait, so I got to know which one he's talking about first.
Brother Higgy, which one are you talking about? Why, Christine, by the way, it's been a few years since Uncle Tom seen you. You've really grown up. I'm very proud of you. Keep doing well in your academic successes, please. Mackenzie, let's talk a little bit about here. When you guys get in, you guys
were... Wait, you asked me a question, though.
I did.
Yeah, I never really got to it. I just kind of, I was flatlined there for a minute.
Okay, so do you want to go back and answer that?
Yeah, it was something about
the instructions,
right? So, yes. So, in terms of a...
First of all, what did you notice, what did you discuss yesterday on yesterday's show was the only Achilles heel you saw of the whole thing with the instructions?
That's kind of what I was getting at with my last conversation there, where I just rambled for a minute. Mm-hmm. So, it's the only downside to the entire setup that I saw is the instructions. You know, and I think to maybe guys that have done this kit, 5 times, you know, 10 times, I think it could be fairly easy. You know, you do it once, you can kind of roll through the rest. And maybe that was a part of it. You know, maybe that was a little bit of the lack of the detail in the instructions, was that, you know, from a professional level, it's just been done so many times at Code 504 side, they don't necessarily think about the small things that the first timer will incur and run into, right? Because the guy's already planned it, figured it out. You know, but I think that the only downside to it, and that's why I continue to talk about the quality of what you're getting, the downside to it's the instructions. Everything else, 110%. You know, but at the end of the day, it's the instructions that are going to make that kit be what it should be. You know, if you can't install it properly, then you're going to have issues. You're going to have problems, you know, because people don't install it properly. Maybe some guy with, you know, 50% skill rate in the backyard of his house does this install. He didn't understand something right. Then he blames the company. And it's really just the way he interpreted the instructions. You know, so that's the stuff that you want to take into consideration. You know, just to hold that reputation and that quality high. And that's exactly what they've got.
So, Bob, one of the things that Mackenzie did is immediately when you called her after we broke from the live stream is you wanted some updates on the instructions.
Yeah.
Mackenzie immediately got you over some updated instructions that answered the questions and broke it down even more for you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too, because, you know, one of the things that they've been doing is, you know, reinventing their instructions, and which I think is great. Right. Which shows kind of the topic of discussion here. You know, when the kit came in, we got their actually newly revised and updated instructions. And how, to me, I feel like it was missing some of the stuff that it, you know, were pretty important, you know, facts. So I pick up the phone, I call Mackenzie. Sure enough, their old instructions actually had everything in it that I needed for the new instructions. So I feel like there are two really good sets of instructions out there. I actually sat right before the show this morning. I read through the entire old instruction manual just because I was curious to see if, you know, I checked everything off. I made sure, like I did everything per instructions of the new one, but I wanted to go through and read the old ones start to finish just to see if there are any differences, if anything needed to be modified or altered. Unfortunately, there's nothing. Or fortunately, there's nothing. You know, I feel like you take those two instructions, the old, the new, there's a lot in both that are great information. I feel like if those two were combined, it'd be flawless.
Okay, so Bub, I got two questions for you. One's going to go to you. One's going to come over to Code 504. Sam Blackburn says, does it take a minimum of 2 weeks to do an okay paint job? That's a tough one to answer there, buddy.
Yeah, so, okay, so, you know, that's going back to our earlier conversation. You know, Sam, it's, you know, doing paint jobs.
Not easy,
man,
brother.
Bro. To do paint jobs, it's not something that most people appreciate how much time goes into it anymore. You know, when you get a vehicle in today's world, these things are coming down an assembly line. These things are going through robotic paint jobs. Yep. There are parts that just continue to roll and roll and roll. And there are different color arms that come out that have, they only shoot one color and they spray red and then it moves on. They spray yellow and it moves on, whatever it may be. These are, you know, these are certain things. So they just move. It's just robots moving metal down an assembly line. However, now you've got to go into, you know, what most people don't understand. Those products are prepped and ready to go right out of their mold. The material is ready to go. So it's nothing more than this, you know, let's say, for example, in today's world, this assembly line of GM doors is going down, right? So there's all these doors that are going, or the bodies coming. They are all already in their form for paint, just from the way that they were designed and built because of the metal, right? These things are ready to go. They're already in the correct color primer, etching primer, sealant. They're ready to go. There's no going around them with a piece of paper in your hand, scuffing it to get it prepped and ready for a new color, right? Which is the process you have to do. It's brand new. It's fresh. It rolls down. You shoot it. You keep rolling. You keep rolling. It's just that simple. However, when you go to do a repaint, man, it's much further than what people think is just a, you know, paint it and change the color. You have to touch every millimeter of that car to prep that surface in order to apply just your new primer, to apply your new paint, then to apply the clear. So it's a full process, man. And it's, on average, you know, it can take, you know, up to 2 days just to strip a car, you know, getting weather strip off, getting glass out, getting, you know, headlights, bumpers, taillights. Me personally, when I do a good paint job, a high end quality paint job, I strip the whole car down. I take every panel off. I take it off like it's going down the assembly line, the bumpers, the doors, the sunroof, if it's got a sunroof, any piece that comes off, I take it off, I hang it and I mount it. So it's just like it's going down the assembly line. So there's never a chance anyone can ever look and be like, oh, this car has been repainted. Guarantee you can't tell the car has been painted.
What about a 53 Chevrolet C3100 pickup, Bob, that's got rust in the bottom of the door sills?
So something like that is, you know, when you're working with something that's that old, you know, you're probably working with something that's either been painted, it has been painted, it's maybe either lacquer or enamel paint. You know, there's all kinds of different materials out there. None of those in today's world can mix with water-based paint. So you've got to strip it. You've got to take it all the way back down to bare metal. So not only do you have a couple days worth of time into stripping, just removing products from the vehicle, you know, the lighting, the, you know, the windows, the glass, the weather strip, the strikers, the latches, the door locks, the hinges, the, you know, you're stripping this whole thing down to just raw pieces. You've got that time, which typically 3, sometimes 4 days, depending on how hard you're working on it, how steady you're going, maybe no broken bolts. You know, you get it stripped, then you've got to go through and start putting your hand to every piece of it. You can't rush it. You can't just stick a DA to the side of it. If you want to, you know, if you want a really good paint job, you can't just run around with a 6-inch DA. You'll have swirl marks everywhere. You'll have sanding marks everywhere. And it's just going to be a terrible paint job. You're going to go through and you're going to strip this thing all the way down by hand, personally, have it blasted, get it all the way down to bare metal. Then you start working the body of it. You've probably got a solid week into time of just getting, you know, body ready if it's in decent shape and not needing any welding, any metal repairs, any custom cutting or fabrication. Man, it takes a long time to do really good paint jobs.
It does. So there it is. No, it doesn't happen in 2 weeks,
just,
Sam.
I mean, for example, if we went and bought a brand new Corvette tomorrow, right? Let's say we go buy a brand new Corvette tomorrow.
You wrinkle up that front end.
No, not even that. Let's just go buy a brand new Corvette tomorrow.
I wrinkle up the front end.
It comes in white. You don't drive the car, so it's not going to get wrinkled. So we go and buy a brand new Vette. You want to change the paint from it. Just came in maybe GM's Alpine white. You go and buy that car. You want to change it from white to a, let's say, a pearl yellow, right? We go and we do immediate tear down on the car. You're going to have 2-3 days. You can pretty much strip a Vette in like 2 days. You have the Vette stripped down in 2 days, disassembled doors, you know, front, hood, fenders, everything's off in a, you know, 2 days. Get it stripped. Even then, you're still going to, you're working with a really nice setup, so you don't have to really prime it. You can just by hand go over that with a 320 to 400 grit, scuff every piece of it, and you can shoot that car different colors. Even then on that setup, you're going to be probably 2 weeks time there. And if you want to put the icing on the cake and do a mirror quality shine, you're going to have another probably solid week minimum into wet sanding and buffing that car with like a 3 to 5 step procedure, you know, going 1,000 grit, 1,500, 3,000, 5,000. Then the 3 stages of polish from there, if you want that mirror quality shine, which typically you do if you're putting a $10,000+ paint job on a $100,000+ car, you want to show quality shine.
Don't rush a professional. 6 months is not an unheard of time.
No, no chance.
Get that done. Good morning to the stunningly beautiful Robin out there. How are you? How is everything going? And thank you so much. Bub, I have 2 questions now coming into code 504. How about the all-in-one gauge cluster from code504.com?
That's a good one.
Mackenzie, Chris, please talk to us. We have people wanting to know about that gauge cluster.
Yeah, okay. The 3-1 setup right there is a fantastic gauge. It gives that old vintage look. It's available in different colors. One of the probably most popular one is the beige background with the red needles. Kind of like I said, it's a retrofit. Some of the different ones are going to have an adapter into them, like 47 to 53.
What kind of adapter are we talking about, Chris? Bub, you guys need to talk about that because the people out there need to know. What is this adapter?
Yep, what this adapter is going to be a billet aluminum adapter that's going to actually be able to fit into the original opening of your dash without having to modify your dash, and then the gauge will actually set into the billet adapter.
Okay. Does that come as part of the kit, Chris?
Yes. When you buy the gauges, it will come with the adapters. That is correct. We just need to know exactly what year or vehicle you have.
Okay, beautiful. Bob, this just in from Joan Tuttle, the beautiful wife of Paul Sr. And Brother Higgy, listen up here, because I need to talk to you about this. The unveil for the GTO bike is back on for the 14th at 2 p.m. at Celebration Exotic Cars. That's in Orlando, correct, Bub?
Yeah, that's in Orlando.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big one. Don't miss this. We're going to be out there. The BEM Exotic tour bus will be out there. The crew will be out there. It's going to be amazing. Brother Higgy, both Porsches are 16s. I'll send you pictures as soon as we get off the air. Bub, Mackenzie, what is it like to know that one of the top three in the world today finds Code 504 the exclusive go-to choice for these conversions? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think that's pretty darn cool. Top three builder amongst the top three builders in the world, you know, taking something that we work with every day and using it, putting it together, you know, how we've designed it for, to be simple, you know, every bolt hole should, you know, fit to perfection, like he said, and that's from what I'm hearing, that's how Bub did it. That's how it went together, and that's how it's designed for. It's designed to fit together very nicely, and being able to get that body down on there pretty quick. So,
one of the things that Bub and I are very much drawn to, Mackenzie, here at BEM, and I think Kenrick will tell you, is a family environment, a family fit, and a family feel. Not just amongst the blood, like Bub and I are a father and son team, much like Paul Sr. and Junior and Mikey are, but also from an employee foundation. A lot of people don't believe in that concept. It's one that Code 504 does, and it's one that's very important to us. Let's talk about that family fit and finish among the 504 family there.
Yeah, we're a pretty tight niche little group here. My coworkers, they're like family to me. You know, we got each other's backs. We love working with this stuff, and you know, it's hard to beat a good relationship with your coworkers. Makes the day awesome. And you know, that goes with, you know, relationships with your customers as well. But you know, with your coworkers, you know, you got a good relationship with them really, you know, will take the company and business further as well. So.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, what are your thoughts about that? Tell me a little bit about what your thoughts of that are. Do you feel that same family dynamic over there at Code 504? Because when you have that unity and you have that common goal and you don't have that drama and the negativity within the family unit, you find better production. You find happier people. You find people who are willing to put in extra hours. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I agree. Having that whole family atmosphere, from start to finish, that was one of the things that the family always wanted, is when you walked into your job or to go to your job, that you were looking forward to coming in here. We are very excited that everybody pitches in. They give their own thoughts. They give their different ideals about things. We listen to them. We take it very openly. We praise that everybody gets involved, and we're very lucky that everybody here, actually all my employees, they actually are car nuts. Every one of them has street rods that are done, or they're building new ones, or they're building them, like McKenzie. She's doing a 54.
Indeed she is, with her father.
Yes, and her first time build. And mm-hmm. she can literally turn in all the wrenches, and she gets on the phones and she talks to everybody. I mean, it makes us proud. And like I said, we encourage all of our employees. You tell us what you want to build or what you want to do. And at the same time, we basically let you do what you want to do on your own time here at the shop, use the shop equipment. We put all of our advice, all of right our on. Knowledge in to help you. So we wanted, that was one thing that Bob, my dad, he was, him and I always wanted to see this sport grow. We needed to do something to help get the younger group back into this. And then I know that he was very proud when McKenzie was starting to look at what said that she wanted to come to him and she wanted to actually do a project. He was very outgoing to making sure that she got whatever she needed and to help her get in that direction.
Now, let me ask you a question, Bob. Am I putting everybody on the spot by saying this? Is there a possibility for a Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Orange County Choppers code 504 bike truck combo?
Ooh. Bro, I didn't even think about that, but I'll tell you what, I could imagine
what that would do to the industry.
Like with the bed with the old chain links on the left and right side with the, you know, the tailgate down.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
Right?
This is what I
right?
deal
and
with all
that,
day
and
long.
You got a low slung fitting chopper in the back of there with the OCC on the side of the tank, but you just see it over the edge of the bed. Oh yeah. I don't know. I could see it, bro.
McKenzie, we're in
I could
trouble.
See it.
We're in trouble, McKenzie.
Oh yeah. I'm on board.
We're on board here.
Oh my God.
And I can see it.
And I, you know, it would take me to call 2 seconds to call senior and he'd jump on that like a new, like, oof. I mean, white on rice. He'd be on that one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What if we put the New York,
very similar to the bike that was used in, that was built and used in, what was the name of the movie? Iron. What was it?
Wild Hogs.
Yeah.
You were talking to senior about that the other day. God, I was laughing listening to you talk about that.
Oof. Bro, that same thing is fire, dude.
Right, that would be cool. But you've done a couple bike truck combos, Bub. You put the trailer on air ride, the bike on air ride, everything on air ride, and it looked like it came right out of 1915 or something.
Yeah, man, it's you know, you can do some crazy stuff, man. I've always loved theme builds. You know, when you can have just a garage full of stuff that looks like it's all meant to be together. You know, and you know, that's a pretty solid design right there. We might come up with something pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good potential there. And it's, you know, it's crazy too, because I was thinking, like, as you guys were just talking for a minute, you know, this is truly, you know, for everybody out there, you know, we have a lot of friends in the industry that are, you know, big builders themselves and designers themselves that all do great quality work. But these, you know, when you're discussing this kit from Code 504, this is truly a bolt-on, you know, quote unquote bolt-on kit, for what they offer from a product line. It's, you know, it's out of the box. It's, you know, step-by-step in the instructions and, you know, make the modifications, alter, whatever you got to do on the frame, the chassis, drill the holes, mount the brackets, and you're good to go. Now, if you wanted to go SEMA build and you wanted to go way over the top,
we've talked
you
about
can
this.
You can start with that exact process, and you can start by, you know, pinning in all these brackets. And, you know, if you were working raw chassis, you know, you are working raw sheet metal, raw steel, you could literally take this over the top even further. You don't have to do the bolt on side of it. You could bolt it in place so that it's all mocked up and dead on from an alignment standpoint, but you could go through and TIG weld those brackets that Code 504 provides you to the S10 chassis and literally have something that by the time you're done, you pull all the bolts out, you fill all the holes in, everything's polished in really nice. So you don't even see where, so you don't see that there was ever an alteration made to either or. It doesn't look like there was a bracket kit bought and stuck on it, which even though it is, it's still a quality job at the end. You know, by the time you undercoat and it's all, you know, textured or rhino line, whatever it is you're trying to do, you know, if you took that and move that bar to the next level and you do TIG weld all these brackets to the chassis, bro, I couldn't imagine, like, if you had that all completely gloss black powder coated, then you had all fresh, you know, color match suspension on it. Oh, it'd be incredible, dude. It could be done right to a point where you've got an award winner for SEMA.
Do an LS1, a beautiful LS1 conversion, an old school body, man.
Yeah, but it would have to be like, if you do it, see, like, the point of this is to have everything, you know, to me, I would do it all resto mod style. You know, I would do anything from that vintage era, the 40s, 50s. I would do it all in like the design of what the original would be. So if you go LS series motors, I would still do like the full Chevrolet orange, what it would be, the color of the engine.
Fuel stacks and stuff. You know, fuel injection setup.
Either
stacks.
Do a set of stacks on it, yeah. You know, do like the Chevrolet scripted billet aluminum valve covers, you know, the pulley kit and the right coloring, the satin black.
Like the old Corvette 327 ones you're talking about?
Right, you
like
know, something like that with the Chevrolet script, you know, cursed into it like they did on the 327s. You know, there's so much you could do to make these things that look very, very vintage, but very modern all at the same time. And you literally just get in, you've got like the dual gauge set, like we're talking about from Code 504,
right on,
but you have like a push button in the dash instead of the key, you know, just little stuff like that that makes it super
modern
clean,
upgrade,
but just,
yeah.
You know, you get in, you start the thing and it's, oh, by the way, don't forget all the smell of the leather when you open the doors.
Oh God.
Bro. Cause it fills the cab of those trucks,
yeah,
right?
Does,
like the
man.
Leather headliner, the leather door panels, the leather seat. Oh,
like you did the one you did for the World Series pitcher, Carl Pavano.
Kills it, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
The windows open fills the shop with
morning,
leather smell.
Morning to Mike Holmes out there watching from Virginia, a longtime friend of yours, too, Bubs.
Yeah.
You were young kids, man.
Yep.
See, Mackenzie, Chris, this is what I'm dealing with here. Now we've gone from a potential SEMA build to a big car, truck, trailer combo with Paul Sr. for an episode of our show and their show as well. I mean, there's a lot of big stuff
pretty,
right there. On
pretty
the
vintage right
pretty,
there.
Pretty,
I can see it lined up.
How about, and you see how these ideas just flow through his mind?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
and I deal with that. Go ahead, Chris.
And Bubba, I think you're dead on the money right there, Bubba. I mean, the biggest thing about this is if you look at the brackets and the way we designed them,
yep.
You know, those brackets, they look like they were something that's factory. They're not
exactly.
They're not welded up pieces. They're actually formed out of one piece.
Yeah.
So you can take build anything that you want. If you wanted that just on a daily driver, if you wanted to build something, go across, you know, up there at SEMA or whatever you wanted to do, it's very capable of doing anything you'd like.
Well, your daily drivers would go across. You just took first place out at SEMA. So,
yeah.
And by the way, Jason Wild just bought this kit. Jason, where are you from? Thank you for sharing that with me. And I want to hear what your thoughts on this kit are as well.
You know, it's crazy too that, you know, Chris, what can be done is, you know, as you know, like for example, like the rear cab mounts on these things, right? You know that they're fully adjustable from a height standpoint. You know, and as the instructions, you know, have you do it, you know, you set everything in place, you lock it down. You do have additional locking holes where you can mount everything so that once you've got your height sitting where you want, once the cab sitting level, the bed sitting level, you can, you know, final tighten everything down. But you know, if you wanted to take it over the top, you know, like we were just discussing for like a full on SEMA build, you know, if you're going to do gloss black powder coating or whatever colors you're doing on the chassis, you know, even a lot of guys do like the hammer tone finish, that charcoal and black mixed together. You know, you could literally weld like all of those oval slots. Once you have this thing sitting dead on where you need it, you could weld everything completely in. So it just looked like a mass production S10 C3100 chassis, you know. It would be that good, or even for like the Dodge line or for the Ford line, whatever it is you're trying to do.
Mackenzie, what are your thoughts about that?
Oh man.
She's drooling.
It's overwhelming, isn't it? I work with this every day. I go out to the main facility and there's another drawing on the wall. I'm like, Bub, what are you doing? He said, this is my next idea.
And by the way, it's not on like a dry erase board. It's just straight up on the wall.
With one of our autograph permanent markers.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mackenzie?
It's like, yeah, Bub, the thing with the whole indexing, it blows my mind. I have tried to be technical. Sometimes I draw, you know, little designs and whatnot, but it's nothing compared to what Bub does. I mean, it blows my mind.
So what Mackenzie's referring to, Bub, is your indexing of the bolts there, the way you stop and take the time, you hit your torque sequence, and you will make sure that every nut and bolt on that vehicle is pointing north-south.
Yeah.
Then you factory mark it with an autograph pen, a bronze autograph pen, so that there's a mark that goes straight across that nut and bolt. You will know if that thing in its life, Bub.
Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of like a OCD build style, but it's, you know, to me it's clean, you know, and you know, really where I got that from was from doing dress ups, man. I got it from doing dress ups on actually, go figure, early model Chevrolets, right? So you say you want to do like a dress up kit, an engine bolter, a hardware kit in like a Bel Air, for example, right? Let's talk about a 55 Bel Air for a second. You want to do a dress up kit, you can buy chrome fasteners and hardware. They literally will have the Chevrolet bow tie in the head of those fasteners, okay? Like just CNC engraved right into the head of it, and then chrome polished so it looks really good. Well, if you're doing your entire inner fender liners and you're doing your engine and you're doing, you know, the radiator core support, all these bolts that you see exposed, you're doing them and they all have the head of something, you know, or something engraved into the head of them. Wouldn't you want all of those to be facing the same direction, like a horizontal line, and, you know, of like the Chevrolet bow ties on the boot bolts, for example. And that's where I got that from, was, you know, not only to torque things down, but then to just turn them a little bit more so that if like the fender line is horizontal running front to rear, all of your bow ties and the head of the bolts are running front to rear. Why would you not
look at
that?
Anything at Siemens, see if they show that. Mr. Producer, we're going to run over for a couple minutes, if that's okay with you. Jason Wild is from Chicago. Kristen McKinney. Best thing you can get not only is to receive a compliment from one of the best builders in the world, but from your end user as well. Jason Wild, I asked the question live. Where are you from? He said, I'm from Chicago. I received it about 2 weeks ago. I'll be putting the cab on today. I'm amazed at how well they line up the factory holes. Some of the brackets are larger than they need be to make the install easier.
Yep.
Now, really Mackenzie, good. Chris, that's a glowing testimonial right there. And this is why Bub defaults to code 504.
Yeah, solid setup.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
This just in, Chris Syverson, I need to know where you're from, please. Chris Syverson. Good morning to Michael K out there. Word up. How are you, my friend? He says, what's up, fellas? I bought this kit a couple of months back. They sent it, up to Indy immediately and it fit great. I called a few times for some advice and they were always very knowledgeable and had plenty of time for me. Damn it. That's good, Bub, because that's how we do it too.
Yeah.
I recognize both of their voices, so I know they both helped me. That gives me chills. Chris, thank you very much for that testimonial. It's again, my code 504 is your go-to choice, Bub, for these conversions, right?
Yeah.
Because the quality and the fit and finish of what they do, because it does line up, it allows you to spend more time putting into details like indexing.
Well, it's nice, bro, because you can literally take it, man. And, you know, we talked about the S10 platform when we first started. You know, the expansion that is available is incredible, man. If, you know, when, let's say you're starting with, you know, a stock Chevrolet S10, no modifications at all, 118-inch wheelbase. You're taking the cabin bed off. You're dropping it down on. I skipped about 2 weeks worth of work right there in between that comment.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do that conversion and, you know, then you step back. Maybe you step back and look at it and you're like, all right, well, guess what? Now I want to bring that fender well gap down. You know, down here in South Florida, we tuck them tight, man, and we set these things right where they should be. And, you know, you step back, you look at it, you're like, well, there's like a 4-inch gap between the top of the tire, 12 o'clock, and the bottom of the fender, 6 o'clock. You want to bring that gap in. So what do you do? It's very easy, bro. You just pick up the phone, you call, and you just get a drop kit for a Chevrolet S10 that still literally will have that like stock ride quality, but, you know, because you're doing springs, you're doing spindles, you know, you're doing leaf springs in the rear. So it's like you buy these brackets and you just swap it out. Again, no cutting, no modifying, just nothing more than a couple nuts and bolts. You swap it out and you set that stance right down on it. Dude, let me tell you, when you're done doing this, right, like for this one that we're doing this Restomod/Pro Touring build on, this thing, right? So the GM Rally Wheels, okay, from American Racing, these things look like the factory vintage,
so you're,
you know,
what
you would
for.
Get on like the Corvettes, the Camaros, you get them on that style wheel, you know, the five oval holes in them.
Yep. Slots,
yeah. So you get that style wheel, you do them in the color of the body of the vehicle, just like they should be, with a chrome beauty ring, a chrome center cap, with the, you know, the bow tie emblem, whatever it is you're building at the end of the day. But you do this setup, you have so much room now between the inner fender wells of the S10 chassis and the wheel tubs. You can literally rock like a 14-inch wide deep dish on the back of that thing. So if you set that stance right, it could look like an absolute animal, dude. And I'm talking like, if you want to go super vintage, throw it on a really massive set of like 15-inch wide Coker tires with 3-inch white walls.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is, from the best of the best.
You can do whatever you want.
Chris Iverson says he's from North Dakota. Lewin Hayden from Ozark, Missouri says, gotcha, great show, guys. Hats off to the producer. No hiccups. Take care, and I'll see you throughout the week. Lewin, much love, man, from all of us at BEM. Thank you for being part of our very special family. Ladies and gentlemen, we are up against the top of the hour here. We ran a few minutes earlier. Our producer's telling me to cut it off, or he's going to cut me off. We are going to be doing a follow-up episode on Monday, Bub, live.
Maybe not Monday. Let's go for, like, Friday.
Friday, you want to do it?
Yeah, I've got to finish it up.
Okay, I thought you were going to show an up-to-the-moment thing. Okay, so
all right, maybe we'll do Monday, too.
Okay, so
I might have the bet on by the time we film.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're planning to tentatively do on a 1 o'clock, no, I'm sorry, an 11 o'clock live stream at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page, and we will also bring you a completed update on Friday, and we'll be hearing from the guys over at Code 504 as on Saturday.
Ooh, we'll show off that small block I built for it too.
You're going to show off the small block
we'll
you
do
built
it.
For it as well, right? Well, yeah. All GM crate motor parts.
That's right.
Only the best. You don't mix and match, do you?
Nope.
Chris and Mackenzie, may I have the honor, please, of you joining us on the watching the show on Monday and asking for you to join us again, please, live next Saturday as well.
Absolutely, Tom and Bud.
Well, that awesome. Is wonderful. I want you both to have a very blessed and wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us here today on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Doing It Bubba Style.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Hey,
thank you. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, guys.
You as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are up against the top of the hour. We don't care if it runs late. It's okay. Just like sitting at the autograph tables. We ain't done until everybody else is done. We want to thank Chris, Lewin Hayden. Bubba, keep it in your pants. I think he's talking about my Porsche.
Bro, I was going to say, I haven't brought anything out yet this morning.
That's right.
I didn't say I'm not going to. Kenrick knows I will.
That's
but
right.
I'm just
we'll
saying
have to clear the room. It's as long as this broadcast table.
For sure. Right? I got to scoot the camera back.
That's exactly right. Man, that thing's got a fisheye lens, too.
Stop, bro.
Brother Higgy, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody. Michael K. Around the world. Mike Holmes. Just everybody around. Jason Wild. Robin. Brother Higgy. Everybody around the world. Thank you so much for making us number one. We're moving to the new platform, Podcast One, in 2 weeks. We are at the top of the hour. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's BubbaExoticMotorsports.com. Look for the complete line of Code 504 products to go on sale. Bub, will there be a BEM OCC Code 504 truck? Yes or no?
Hey, man, just everyone's going to have to stay tuned on that one. I'll talk to Senior about it, and we'll throw a little something together.
Will there be a BEM Code 504 SEMA truck?
Yes.
Okay. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to want to miss these designs. You heard today live.
That might be pretty nasty. Let me work through this one a little bit because it's I could build an animal out of this setup. So just give me a
heard from the master how this works. Anything that might go up against somebody out in the code in the 405 area code?
No, no chance. I don't play with that.
Yeah, that's whatever, Bob. Steve Higgy says, Higgy Bonham says, thanks, guys. Way cool. Brother Higgy, many, many years. You're a very special person in my heart. I had a long talk with my beautiful bride the other night about that and how nice it was to see and hear from you. I'll be sending you two pics. Don't leave your phone of the BEM Porsches. They'll be coming your way shortly. I want to remind everybody, the moose is loose down in Abacoa. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the stunningly beautiful Layla Von Athey is there today, 561-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen, and online at missoutlawboutique.com. And finally, Orange County Choppers, Bub, for the best of the best, man. Those guys are in it to win it, man. They're back Thursday nights in May, Bub?
Yep, May.
May, Thursday nights, 10 o'clock. Come out and see us at the Celebration Exotic Car Fest, Bub, on April 14th, the night of April 14th, 2 p.m., for the unveiling. This bike is going to blow your mind, Bub.
Yes.
It is, right?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Let's choose somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their feet. The guy standing on the corner that says, I'm a vet and I'll work for food, feed him anyways. Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we just keep on doing it, Bubba
style.
Right on.